Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, got a lot going on. Alfonso Rachel Zoe will join me after the break. Always love when he's on with me, too, because we get down into it. And you have to. No more playing around. No more playing around with the words. And we're trying to guess what the administration means, he's out there. Joey B is out there begging people, begging other countries to produce more oil, and yet he's shutting down ours again. What is that all about? Doesn't that say volumes? You'll see the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email if you wish to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And again, there's so much hypocrisy. There's so many lies going on with the current administration. And I love how they always wanted you to believe or think or what have you that the Trump administration was lying. And we've pretty much found out everything. Look, Biden is sending pallets of baby formula to the border. Not for Americans. No. For people coming over, illegally coming over the border. We're going to make sure that they have enough food. We're going to make sure that their babies have formula, but not ours. And a lot of that's being paid for by taxpayer money. Why is it that American taxpayers who can't get baby formula in the store for their babies, their tax money is going to go to government-purchased baby formula for illegals coming over? Not even following the law. This is nuts. This is more than nuts. Now, this is, look, somebody's going to say this is phony, this is fake, this is not true, it's not what they're doing. But it is. There's no game here. It's sending pallets of baby formula to the border to feed illegal alien children amid an nationwide shortage that's left thousands of American parents scrambling to provide their own babies. Representative Kat Kamak, a Republican out of Florida, said a border agent at the Ursula Migrant Processing Center in McAllen, Texas, sent her photos showing shelves stocked with baby formula from a shipment they just received, along with other food and needs that the average American needs. Now, they're sending pallets of the baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own districts, at our own homes, in our own areas, we can't find any. And there's plenty of pictures out there from the Border Patrol agents. So what makes that okay? Somebody's going to go, well, you know, we should feed other people. Yeah, but should we feed our own first? Should we make our own people strong first? Right? In the photos, you can see pallets and pallets of formula and baby food. They've got plastic wrap all around them, and they're tagged with signs say, do not take. Just amazing, isn't it? So when you think about this, the Biden administration, what else, you give me another thought to have. The Biden administration cares much more about people breaking the law, coming here illegally, skirting the system, breaking the rules, than taxpaying Americans. Part of that is because he knows that they're not going to vote for him again. He's trying to buy as many votes as humanly possible at this point, as far as I'm concerned. Now, you've got, let me see, more than 40% of all formula currently out of stock. Right? That number is as high as 53%, depending on what area you're in. Right? There was a product recall that ended up shutting down a major formula producing plant in Michigan. That was back in February. Now, the report says that the FDA has yet to green light it for reopening. They have yet to inspect it. They won't come out. Any guess why? Anybody? Yeah. COVID. They're federal workers. They don't have to go out. Some parents had reportedly driven for hours, traveling out of state, enlisting distant relatives and friends for help. And it's even more dire for parents of children with food sensitivity, allergies and such. Ones that require this kind of food. Now, there are doctors out there saying if your child is coming up on 12 months old or maybe a little older, that you can go ahead and give them whole milk, or goat's milk for that matter. They sell that in the stores too. But don't stop pushing back, fighting back, making noise, simply because you want to, oh God, don't believe the government. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We're going to tag Zoe in a little while, make him part of the solution as well. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. There you go, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Seriously. I mean, get informed before you start doing stupid stuff. You know? I mean, I look at what's going on out there. I look at the people that are being endorsed, not just by Trump, but by others. That because they got an R in front of their name, they're very happy, you know, with that. Everything's cool and okay all of a sudden. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, let me bring him on because I always have so much fun when he comes on, the way we discuss some of the issues of the day, if you would. Alfonso Racho joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And on top of that, let's see if I get this right this time, because I always screw up something. Anyhow, he is the host of the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, Zoloft, Zopi and Den, and the co-host of one of the bestest shows on the interweb, and that would be Soul Food Radio. You can find it at soulfoodradio.net every Sunday, and, most every Sunday, except on Mama's Day, because, you know, got to take care of Mama first. And, I hate to tell you, so she's more important than you. I know it's hard to swallow, but what can I tell you? You there? Hello? Anybody home?
Hey, I'm not going to sit here and argue with that.
oh, God, I was hoping you would so I could have some fun with it. Are you serious? You take all the sting out of it, anyway.
We'll save that for Soul Food Radio.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Who's my mama? Who's my brother? Anyway, so listen, I hate to do this to you, but, you know, I learned something today that I just didn't know before. And I learned it from, what's that lady's name? Janice Yellen. What a name to have to grow up with, isn't that? Janice Yelling, right? Hey, Janice, you yelling?
Is she going to say some stuff that's going to sound like a clanging cymbal as it is?
All right. Take a listen to what she had to say about why we have to have abortion. Ready?
Yeah, clanging cymbal. Okay.
In the position to be able to care for children, have unexpected pregnancies, and it deprives them of the ability often to continue their education to later participate in the workforce. So there is a spillover into labor force participation. Yeah. But it means that children will grow up in poverty and do worse themselves.
Thank
and
you. Let me just say my time.
The questions are of teenage women, particularly low income and often black, who aren't in a position to be able to care for children, have unexpected pregnancies, and it deprives them of the ability often to continue their education to later participate in the workforce. So there is a spillover into labor force participation. Yeah. But yeah. And it means that children will grow up in poverty and do worse themselves.
Thank you. Let me just say my time
harsh.
On the topic.
This is the truth.
I'll just simply say that as a guy raised by a black woman in abject poverty, I'm thankful to be here as United States Senator.
Thank God Tim Scott was there to slap her around a little bit. But this is the mindset of the left. They always default to the black community. The lower socioeconomic groups won't be able to afford all these kids to be able to. I mean, don't you? Isn't that like a slap in the face? Isn't that a racist comment in and of itself?
Yeah, I love the way. It's like our buddy Al Sonia Schmidt says, you know, Democrats be like, after everything we've done for you, how dare you go someplace other. But this is the mentality of the white Democrat. They're talking about, you know, this, they're born in poverty. You have to let us help you. And the way that you let us help you is by killing you. you just be a good obedient little Negro and you let us kill you. Okay. You know, it's like, excuse me. It's okay. So here's the thing, you know, it's like Biden says, you know, that when they think about these weeds and they think about poverty, they think about poor people, they associate that with black people. I mean, even Biden says it himself. He's like, Biden, you know, poor kids, you give them a chance and they'll do just as good as the white kids. Like, wait a minute, what? So, okay, I mean, you got these Democrats who are straight. This is supposed to go against their narrative of profiling. So let me get this straight. Because a kid is going to be born poor, you're already imposing the death penalty on them for being born poor. Poor? What happened to you guys loving that poem so much of give us your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses? Okay, you say that we should just go ahead and bring in the poor, but if this kid is going to be born poor, this is something that's to be punishable, that's punishable by death? You want people to cross our borders, but you're going to punish this kid for crossing the border into air-breathing territory because they're going to be born poor, and you're going to profile them as being like, what, some sort of dependent or a menace to society or whichever? They didn't commit any crime. What due process can you bring up against this kid? None. Yeah. But you set them up to where they can't be anything else. What happened to that equity? They don't get an equal shot at a try? They don't get to try? You know? So these Democrats, oh my goodness, man, hypocrites all day and totally dyslexic and counter and just contrary to their own narrative.
Well, I you know, you're right. They don't. I say this all the time. They're so self-unaware. They don't listen to their own words. And I mean, maybe they do and they just don't get it. I don't know. Maybe they're that ignorant that they just don't get it. Right?
Pride does that, man. Pride makes you pridefully ignorant. And it's just like you said, they're so... But how can they be so... It's like you wonder, how can y'all be so selfish, so self-righteous, yet at the same time, just so oblivious to yourself at the same time? You don't see your hypocrisy. You don't see none of that stuff. No. But you're just so self-focused at the same time. Weird.
Well, we talked about this before, how much they believe what they're saying, right? So they're sitting there and they're thinking to themselves, well, you're uneducated, because if you were better educated, your people probably wouldn't get pregnant as often, okay? And because you're not educated, you're not going to school, that means you're home all day. Well, you can't be doing anything but getting drunk and getting in trouble if you're home all day, right? And since you're not educated, you're not smart enough to know how to keep from getting pregnant, so we'll help you with it. I mean, do they understand that this is what they're saying in short form? Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. God, oh, these people need serious help. We'll be back in a little bit.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. 855-732-5560. Get involved. Get engaged. Do the right thing. I mean, it's got to the point now where you can't hide it anymore. Let me just bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopian Den, and co-host of Soul Food Radio. And, you know, you are a musician. You are a teacher. And where do people find your stuff? I mean, and, you know, I could go off my tirade as usual, which is like, stop giving money to Beyonce. Stop giving money to these celebrities that you hold in such high esteem. How about you hold up Jesus as a high esteem celebrity? What do you think? I'm just saying over here.
And word to the wise, man. And, you know, I ain't got moves, you know, like Beyonce. And I can't.
Oh, thank God. I don't know if I can want to watch you doing those kind of things.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't wear them clothes as good as she can, but, if folks, you know, are just looking for some music, right? And, you know, my genre is different. You know, if you want to come over with some rock and roll, right? Some American made rock and roll, you can come on over to my 20 pound sledge page and get some of that, you know, that God-fearing patriot rock. So that's how we do it over at 20 pound sledge. And I'm also working on some other genres too. And that's where that support would be helpful. So I can, you know, reach out and connect with other artists and we can make some different kind of genres, you know, to, appeal to different palates.
And the music is good, people. Go listen to it. Listen to the Bible study, stick it, you know, sometimes you sit there, you just do some paperwork, you don't listen to this other crap, and just go right ahead and listen to this teaching, seriously. You'll enjoy it.
Thank you, man. It's a key thing because, you know, the delivery, that's one thing, creative with the delivery, but we don't take liberties with the Word of God. That stays put.
No, but you know, even the Bible says that laughter is good for you.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm telling you, know, I joke about it all the time. If you don't think God has a sense of humor, just look at yourself good and hard in the mirror in the morning. That's funny. I'll tell you what. At least mine is, anyhow.
Right.
So, but really, we kind of finished up the last segment in the lines of, you know, how the Democrats really, really, really believe that they have to, with the words that they use, they have to believe. That, and it must be Hispanics, too, but it seems like most of their conversations are around the black community. And it's kind of like, we can't get rid of abortion. Otherwise, you guys, I mean, you're just out of control. The black community's out of control. We can't have them running rampant all over the place.
Yeah.
They don't realize, this is Margaret Sanger. They're channeling Margaret Sanger in 2022, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're even going back further than that, Joe. They're taking it all the way back to John Wilkes Booth. I mean, because their mentality hasn't changed. Kind of like a side note, what's that woman Hostin was telling a guest on a show that black Republican is an oxymoron. And it's like, you Democrats don't change. The Democrats were saying the same thing when the Republican Party was founded. The Republican Party was founded to abolish slavery. And you had Democrats back then saying that, cursing the Republican Party, saying what? The Republican Party is the party of the Negro. It's like, lady, do you realize that you're saying the same thing? You're cursing
blacks. No clue.
and here it is. And John Wilkes Booth is sitting there trying to make the case that the Republicans are trying to destroy the Negro. And we Democrats, we know what's best for them. That's John Wilkes Booth. And Democrats are saying the same thing while they are oppressing black people. In this case, with abortion, oppressing black folks with death and marginalizing our population growth. So if you don't let the Democrats control our population and keep abortion legal for blacks to go in and participate in their own flipping genocide, then you're somehow against the black man? That's Democrats.
But think about how wonderfully they've done this. I mean, how they have sold this, how they've got you, not just you, but, you know, the average American. And you got these poor, I'll put it this way, you got these poor white folks who have been brainwashed into believing they're doing you a favor by opening up, Planned Parenthood in your community, by going out in the streets and saying, oh, you're pregnant? Oh, let me help you because, you know, I know how your people are having trouble. And it's just amazing to me that we're so stupid and ignorant that we bought into this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it really bugs me to no end, you can tell.
Right? And it's, you know, weird. The weirdness of it is it's somehow this dependency of these Democrats who are going to say, like, you're going to be in trouble, or somehow the Republicans are trying to destroy it. It's like, Republicans don't have any influence in your community. You don't vote for them to have any influence, no power or anything like that. You give the power to the Democrats go in there, they destroy your jobs, they put in the policies, and they create an environment where you're not graduating, you're on drugs, alcoholism is high, teen pregnancy is high, abortion is, and it's like the way to deal with pregnancy is to abort your kid. So a high incarceration rate. You know, you got legions of liberal lawyers, activist judges. Who do you think is fortifying this prison industrial complex that you guys are complaining about? Well, that's all Democrats that are doing this to you. And you think that it's Republicans that are doing it? And these are the white people who are trying to destroy you? No, you gave yourself over to your destroyers. You know, but I'm a sellout for pointing this out somehow, Joe.
Well, you know, it is an argument I have with some of, I'll say, black acquaintances I have that are in the Democrat Party. Mm. And when I'm trying to have a serious conversation with them, I'll say to them, based on your comments, you're telling me that my other black conservative friends are woefully, uninformed, that they've been brainwashed, that they don't understand. That's what you're saying. And they look at you like, you know, that puppy dog look like, huh? What do you mean? Right? Because they're so sold out to what they've been fed and what they believe, they can't imagine if anybody has any other thought, they've got to be sick or misinformed or just ignorant all the way around.
Yeah, yeah.
Great job the Democrats have done, haven't they?
Oh, totally, man. I mean, because, you know, that's what they'll say to folks like, you know, myself. You know, it's like somebody's paying you to say this. You know, you're paid off. And I'm like, wow, man, yeah, if I get all these big butts that you're talking about, I'm telling you, I'd be doing, you know, other productions and stuff like that. I'd have, I think more elevated production values for what I'm doing if I had all this money and I'm being paid off to do this. But it's like it's like you hear this hubris that they have, that they're so full of themselves. It's like, you really think, you think so highly of the way that you think that I would have to be paid off to think differently than you?
No.
It's like, God. How full of yourself are you? You know, trust me, man. I think differently for you for free. Trust me. This is real free thinking, but you have no idea what free, these people, they have no idea what free thinking is. And they think that somebody has to be paid to think differently from them. It's like, no.
Yeah, no, they do not. Well, free thinking for them is the free advice they give you to think the way they want you to think. That's how that works, right?
Yeah,
and you know the old saying, right? You know, it's worth what you pay for it. Hello. you know, and then MSNBC was laughing their buds off a small panel over a joke that was told on Conan O'Brien. And it shows you how out of touch with life. Seriously, because if you tell, well, here. It's a group of adults, they're just laughing at the death of an innocent baby for all intents and purposes. Laura Kilmartin, I guess is her name, what a great name to have, told the panel on the on Iman Reports that she wanted to make sweet love and joyfully abort their baby. All right, and what she was talking about was if they find out that the leaker is a Republican, right, a conservative Republican, she wants to make love to this person, and she wants to make sure she gets pregnant so she can abort it and call the guy and tell him how she killed his baby. This is them talking about this on national television. Shows you, now people say it shows you how out of touch they are. I go, no, it shows you how possessed and evil they are, doesn't it?
Yeah, because, I mean, basically what she's talking about, she's not, this isn't birth control, that's extermination.
Yeah.
So she's admitting that's what abortion is. It is a form of extermination. So that she just admitted that.
Yeah.
And if she's going to abort this baby, then that must mean that she understands that she is aborting a human life. Because that has to be that's the twist of the knife, isn't it? Okay. Is that, I mean, because if it's just a clump of cells, what would it matter to her and what would it matter to him? Well, you're just killing a clump of cells. But you know that the twist of the knife is that you're killing a human being.
Yeah. As the days go on, that evil is starting now. It can't even contain itself anymore. It's coming out of every pore, every ear, every nose, every mouth in that world. And they just can't contain it anymore. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL. You know, the lunacy never ends, and I always say this, and I joke about it. If we ever wrote a sitcom, and we wrote into that sitcom some of the things that are going in, we'll just call it, what was that movie, 1984? We'll do our own called the 2022, okay? And we wrote some of the things going on today into that sitcom, I don't know, 10 years ago. You couldn't get a studio to buy that for anything. You couldn't have got that published. Ah, it's crazy stuff. That'll never happen. Trans species. What? Who came up with that? How many drinks did it take? And it's happening. Mm-hmm. You guys listened to the story from last night that I did on trans species. People who were sure that they weren't human, but they were actually another species. And in the old days, I know, it's not like an old man, right? But it's true. In the old days, you would get them help, wouldn't you? You would take them to somebody. You would sneak them in the car and go, we're going to go for ice cream. Leave all the shark stuff at home. Let me bring him in. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. I love this stuff because, isn't it true? It's like you would have gone, oh, you're a leopard? Oh, okay. Would you like some ice cream? Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll take you some fresh meat. Just get in the car. right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. It's one of those things that's been kind of sneaking in under the radar. I mean, because it depends on how you stylize. Remember, you know, Joe, the first description given to the devil is that he works in subtleties. He's shrewd. He's crafty. And I mean, you know, when we talk about things like lycanthropy, you know, like or lycanthropy, you know, people turning into wolves, people turning into bats, you know, Michael Jackson turning into a cat monster or whichever. You know, it's like, you know, it's, that stuff has been, you know.
Or wait a minute. I'll do one better. You know, Michael Jackson turning white. You know.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Right,
I'm sorry. I couldn't. Jesus, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean that. Go ahead.
Dang. Okay, so.
All righty then. Yeah.
You just put on the glitter glove and slap that
like
one
that?
Out there. Yeah.
Don't forget the socks. anyhow, all right. I got to stop. So Twitter caught on to something today. It was hilarious, right? There's now a pro-choice caucus that the Dems have put together, and they have this mantra: the choice is harmful. So Planned Parenthood has come out and said, "Ooh, don't use choice,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
Because it's not a good word. Let's use decision, okay? So you know, if somebody makes their decision, it's a decision that I made." You can't question my decision. You can question choice. I'm going, you people are freaks.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about, folks, Republican voters. Be careful not to get caught up in the Democrat switch around, name change, shell game. Don't do it. How long we've been saying, Joe, we've been saying for a long time that the Democrats they know how to, they're master manipulators of language. For a long time, they've used words like choice, right? Because it sounds so much more benign than saying pro-abortion, no, pro-choice and all that sort of stuff. So we caught on to that a long time ago. And now they're going to try to turn around and switch it to where we're going to switch that word out and we're going to replace it with decision. Right? It's like, no. We're on to your scent. We're not going to let y'all let that one go. we know you.
Well, it's like some of these school boards who have smart. In California made the switch really fast when they were pushing CRT. Mm-hmm. And what happened was when the legislators up north said, oh, they really caught on to this fast. They're all smarter mm-hmm. than we thought they were. But they changed it to ethnic studies. Because who would come against ethnic studies?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What do you, yeah. you don't want to learn about the truth about black history or Asian history or
uh-huh.
can't be against that, right? And everybody kind of clammed up for a while.
Yes, yeah, and see, and that's where, that's what, just like you keep saying, Joe, you got to study because that right there has taken it's taken the culture deeper into godlessness. Because remember, when we talk about ethnic, notice when they're saying ethnic and they're driving the narrative that white people aren't ethnic. Everybody else is, right? Everybody else is ethnic except for white people. So, but when we take the word ethnic, which comes from the word ethnos, the word is actually implicating a nation whose God is not the God of Israel. That's what ethnos or ethnic comes from. If it means nations, you know, different nations and whatnot, but particularly nations that whose God is not the God of Israel. So what they're saying is, we want you to affirm your ethnicity. We want you to affirm your state of godlessness is what they're saying for people to do. And it's no wonder that's why people keep saying that the Christian God is the white man's God. Because white people aren't ethnic. They have the God of Israel. You see what I'm saying? That's what this is what the culture is engineered for. They're engineered for this.
That's kind of how the Nation of Islam made major inroads too, didn't it? During I think it was in the 60s,
uh-huh.
Where they kept saying, "Look, that is the white man's god.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come over here."
Yep.
And I never did understand that, based on how strong a lot of the black kids that I knew were in their belief system.
Yeah, totally suckered into Islam. And it's like, dude, I mean, it's just because it's on the continent of Africa, which, you know, Christianity also began too. It's like Christianity didn't begin in Europe, dude. It happened on the continent of Africa.
You mean it didn't happen in a white country?
No, I think
your history's wrong. Not. You obviously didn't do CRT. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you.
No, there were, as far as I know, there was no O'Briens or no Schwarzkopfs in Jesus' genealogy or anything like that. He's Middle Eastern Jew or Asiatic Jew, if you prefer, but he's still on this continent. And so it's like, it's how do you go from saying that Jesus is the white man's religion, he's a Middle Eastern Jew, but you're going to take Al-Quran and Islam and make that somehow the religion of the black man when it didn't come from any tribe of the black man. It's not a Cushitic religion or descendant from that. It's Arabic. That's very different. So I don't know where you get black man's religion out of that. And even I think Muhammad is described as
he's white.
Pretty pale. Yeah.
He's white. You know, my passion to the teaching in a Christian church at the time, a big church, he did a teaching on that because he was doing a teaching about race, religion, and racism. And I got to give him credit because at the time it was not the thing to be talking about, apparently. But he went through the whole thing and he explained how the church allowed slavery. They allowed a lot of things because they didn't step up and take their proper place or what have you. But he did a 6-week teaching on Islam and Muhammad. And he was a black pastor, and he was talking about how the black community was kind of pulled over into that, right?
Yeah.
And he said, and so he was reading passages from the Hadith, which is a companion book, I guess, to the Quran. And it talked about some of the riders with him, some of the people with him, looking over and seeing the sun glisten off his white forehead or his white thigh that was showing because the robes were flowing behind, whatever it was. There was a lot of conversation around his white skin. So you sit there and you say to yourself, then how did people get sucked into believing that he was a black man, and being where he came from, if anything, I'm sure he wasn't pasty white, but how did they get sucked into this when his own book or the book they wrote about him says so,
right? Yeah, and even Malcolm X, man, it's like, you know, even after he's talking about y'all been, you know, bamboozled, run amok and all that sort of thing, he took his pilgrimage to Mecca and it's like, whoa, man, I've been bamboozled, run amok. It's like, what's up with all these white people? Yeah. So he was like caught by surprise. But you know, the funny thing is, you know, like people will try to say that the Bible doesn't tell us what complexion Jesus was. Yes, it does. It absolutely does. It tells you that Jesus' complexion was reddish brown, ruddy colored, if you will. You just have to put it together because Adam, and Jesus is the second Adam. Adam himself, his name means, as well as included in his name, means ground, but it also, it's included in his name is blood, and it also included in his name is ruddy complexion. It's given to you in the very meaning of his name. David, same thing. It gives their description, and these people are archetypes of Jesus. So when Jesus shows up, you're supposed to be able to recognize him. Say, okay, here's his profile of the people of the pictures of Christ who are prophetically gone through history to point to him. So Jesus' complexion is given to us. He was reddish brown. He was ruddy color.
Dude, I don't know. You're not watching enough movies. Okay, I think you're off on this one. Jesus has an English accent. He's got long hair. Looks kind of light. White, I mean, pasty white skin. I don't know. And like 6 feet.
Messiah is Thor?
Looks like a typical Jew of the day, right?
You sound like you're describing Thor or something like that.
Right? I know, seriously. All right, Alfonso Rachel, Zoe, Anti-Fidelity Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zofia and Denon, co-host of Soul Food Radio. You find that at soulfoodradio.net, live almost every Sunday. Love dealing with God's word from a black and white perspective. So, always a pleasure, bro. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.